Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Taproom.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we've both been to Shakespeare in Delaware Park, The Taming of the Shrew, directed by Brendan Didio, and the effervescent sense of humor of that man comes through at every moment.
There were some fine comic touches, especially the little sound effect wherever Bianca talks.
The fair Bianca.
Oh. That was funny.
And I love that the thing that makes her the fair Bianca are those awful blonde braids. Oh, you're the fair Bianca. Oh.
That was pretty funny.
But Arcade for the evening, what did you think of Sandra Roberts as Catherine?
I was just completely smitten. Sandra Roberts has been working on a lot of smaller stages. This was wonderful to see her on a main stage. And she often plays roles where you take no prisoners. And boy, this was a role written for her.
Well, I also loved her as Harry Potter. She's played big roles on small stages. But
there you go, yes.
She can command the entire park. And it's getting lots and lots of people after the bad luck of Pericles. Pericles was adorable. But first it was bad weather, and then it was forest fire smoke. Just like, oh, yeah. Lord.
I know. At intermission, one of the actors from Pericles came up to me and said, oh, look at this crowd. I wish we had had this for Pericles.
Oh, crowd envy. Yeah, I can understand.
It was just not to be. But yeah, big crowds and everyone leaving happy and fun show.
Very humorously done. And such wonderful comic actors in the supporting roles.
Now, Petruchio is an out-of-towner, Derek Emerson Powell. But that's what they did for Pericles, too, bringing in out-of-towners for the lead male role.
Though I have seen him before, because when Josie DiVincenzo, frequent star of Shakespeare in Delaware Park, a former Lady Macbeth, and she did Ted Lange's play, Lady Patriot, which was about the wife of the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, and Derek Emerson Powell was in it, off Broadway. So I have seen him before.
But you're right. The cast of Funny Men, boy, they really cherry-picked from some of the greats. Buffalo's Kevin Craig, Jake Hayes, Jeremy Cruiser, Dan Ertz, each has been a star in his own funny play, and here they were, all four together. Wow.
And they were stars in this, too. Jeremy Cruiser doing that crab walk sideways across the stage. I had no idea what it was about, but it just tickled me every time.
I thought, man, he's going to need spa treatment after every show. That can't have been easy.
Dan Ertz also as one of the suitors. That voice, where did it come from? It is so funny. Yeah, well, lots of wonderful performances, and wonderful to see the Shakespearean talent being cultivated anew in Buffalo. That's what keeps Shakespeare in Delaware Park going. And wouldn't it be wonderful to report that they had completely expunged all of the misogyny of the piece?
Huh. Well, that would be wonderful. They did try at the beginning. They really emphasized the idea that this could be a play within a play. It's a fantasy. And in the end, they all do take a knee to Catherine's powers.
Yeah, the little pieces are great, great fun. Let's not look at the sum of the parts. It's nicely done. And you still need to get out to Desiderio's Dinner Theater for an old-fashioned family murder.
I do.
Solving a murder nightly. Over Italian and American food.
With Spumoni for dessert.
With Spumoni for dessert, yes. And a decent wine list. I've done very well there. And speaking of wining and dining, questions about the New York City trip. Have you heard? Yep, you've heard. I'm going with a group of BTPM NPR fans to New York City, December 8th to 11th. It's the Travel Club. It is a holiday magic trip. And it's a shopping trip. So I've done this before where it was theater, 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 theater. But we are seeing Schmigadoon. We are going to Radio City Music Hall to see the Christmas Spectacular, which should be on everyone's bucket list, to see the Rockettes in person, to see all of that. Well, let's face it, New York City, for me, it is the Christmas capital of the world. And to go into Manhattan for that during December, it's peak time, but we've got a group rate for the hotel, the transportation, and that Wednesday afternoon when everyone else is at Macy's or Bloomingdale's or wherever they're going, or Bergdorf Goodman, Cartier perhaps, I will be at the theater again. So I haven't decided yet what I'll be seeing, but if they so desire, they should buy a ticket and come see what I see. So
going to the theater with Anthony Chase. You don't get that opportunity every day.
You do every day, all the time.
Well, on Fridays during Theater Talk, but in person, no, that'll be fun.
It will be fun. So check the website. It's the Holiday Magic Trip, December 8th to 11th, prime time in Manhattan. Yes, I'm going to go to Rockefeller Center. I'm going to watch people skating. I'm going to see the Christmas tree, all that. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.